When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Hi guys, James Deleuze here at Old Trafford. We just finished off in Erik ten Hag's post-match press conference after Manchester United beat Sheffield United 4-2. Ten Hag praised Bruno Fernandes for his leadership qualities after the Portuguese brace secured the win for United.
Bruno Fernandes, with his goal and his assist right at the end, has made a crucial impact in this game. Can you just talk about his performance tonight?
No, I think not only tonight, he's in a very good form. I think we put him in the right position. He finds the right spots, and when he's in that position, and I think also in this feeling, he make the right decisions, and he can create a lot. He can score a goal, he give assist, give key actions. So I'm very pleased with his performance.
Paul,
just in terms of not just his technical abilities, kind of Bruno brings a lot of resistance and kind of has guided the team when they've been struggling a lot this season.
He shows his leadership with his, in his game, or he just try to explain, but also with his energy, in his transition both ways, so very important, and always he tries to encourage the team. So yeah, he's doing very well, and we are very pleased with his performance and with his attitude.
Mark.
We were totally in control. I haven't seen different game, sorry. I think we have two giveaways, and we are two times behind, losing the game. So if I talk about two negatives, one focus, one indisciplined. But for the rest, I think we were totally in control, but the team showed resilience. And it's not easy when you're losing the game and then return, especially not against a compact team, as Sheffield tonight also was, but we outplayed them. We were calm. We let them run. We had many connections. We went to one side to the other side. Also defending, we did well, and so we created a lot of chances.
Rob,
hi. In your program notes before the game, you said that you've got a tendency to make life difficult for themselves. Obviously, you've been in control for most of the game, but given away two soft goals. Does it become frustrating at all when you see the team causing lots of problems almost for themselves?
Yes, we have to stop this and stop this process. We can't stay making such mistakes. And on top level, if you want to achieve your targets, if you want to win trophies, then you have to stop this process. So we have to keep the focus. You can't allow this such mistakes. In focus or in discipline, and because you make your life much more easier when you don't make such mistakes. And you see the team is progressing. How many goals did we score from January on? So attacking, we are very creative. We creating a lot of chances, but defending stays always the most important fact in football. It's also to do, of course, with our back four. And we don't have the routines. We spoke a lot about that, but still doesn't matter who's there. We just have to perform. And I have to say, tonight, back four played very good.
Last question, Dan.
Rasmus Højlund scored his first goal since February today. Just your thoughts on his persistence and resilience and
carrying
is not always given.
Yeah, it's of course. It's the rhythm. What is broken after his injury? and now he returns. And so this goal was very important for him to return. And that will give him confidence. And that is what strikers need. They need goals. They live from goals. So yeah, I'm happy for him, happy for the team, because in the coming weeks, he will be huge important to the goals. We need the goals as a team. And so we need to, as much as possible, score plays on the pitch. So we have some with Garnacho, with Bruno, Rasmus Højlund returning. Yeah, so it's important that we have as much as possible.
Okay, thank you very much.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.